I've been doing this recon for quite a while now, and I have not found a perfect specimen yet. But I will not go back empty-handed, nor will I allow anything less than perfect for my queen. I live to serve her and her alone. Oh, thank you, my queen. I have found the perfect person. I think that they are called humans. Anyways, time to play the part of a helpless girl. Let me just get changed quickly. Oh, I'm so sorry. I did not see you there. I'm so sorry. Here, let me help you up. Oh dear. Are you all right? You don't look well at all. You feel faint? That's not good. Here, I'll just take you to this coffee shop. You can lean on me for support. Or you can just faint on me completely. I suppose that it is better this way.
Halt, state your purpose.
Wait, my queen, it is me, Soldier A99.
Soldier A99, what are you doing? Why do you look like one of the beings of this world?
It was a disguise, my queen. And my disguise worked, my queen. For I have found you a human for our project.
Soldier A99, before we continue, please take off the ridiculous disguise and come stand by me at my throne.
Of course, my queen. As you command, I will happily take off this disguise. And thank you, my queen.
You seem to be one of the local semi-intelligent beings and a somewhat average specimen from what I've seen as well. I am 4418B, queen of this hive of the Beanoven Empire. You have been chosen to be the first of our local workers. Congratulations, you are now our servant. Your job will be to... what? What? Labor laws. A99, have you come across this in your research?
My queen, I do not know exactly what these labor laws are exactly, but according to my quick research, we have nothing to fear. They are not one of us. In fact, they are just a rule that these people follow. It does not harm our plans at all, my queen.
Excellent. In that case, again, congratulations on becoming our first local worker. You will be our liaison between our people and future workers. That includes finding new ways to find more workers, integrating them into our plans, and managing them. In return, you will be given great rewards of the Beanoven Empire, as well as honey from the hive to sustain yourself.
Excuse me, my queen. I have a question for you. Are we going to put them into the transforming station? I have just read that there are some people who are allergic to bees, pollen, and honey. If that is the case, what should we do, my queen?
Are you serious, Soldier A99? Wow, these people are weaker than I had originally thought.
Yes, my queen. The reaction allergies of these people can be mild to severe.
Is there any way we can counteract this humanoid flaw?
Unfortunately, my queen, I do not know the answer to that. That would be a question for the scientist workers. My main job is to protect and serve you, my queen. Shall I send a text to our scientists, my queen?
No, not yet at least. For right now, I want to ask this human some questions.
As you wish, my queen. Huh? Did this human just speak out of term? How dare they? I will rectify this problem at once.
Hold on a moment. They did nothing wrong. After all, this is their first day. Stand at ease.
Yes, my queen. As you command. As for the question, I will let my queen explain.
What was the question again? Soldier A99, I have missed their question.
The question, my queen, was how do they become like me? I think they want to be a soldier like myself, my queen.
Oh, that is very amusing indeed. To think that they could become a soldier. No, my dear, sweet human, you could never become a soldier.
I hope you can forgive the interruption, my queen, but I am sensing anger and hostility radiating off them, my queen.
Is that so? Human, you are mad that you will be nothing more than a mere worker throne. You should be honored. After all, you were the first to meet me of your kind. And you will help your fellow humans adjust to their new life. Oh yes, of course, there will be more of you coming to serve us. Why can't you be a soldier? I will let A99 explain that. Oh, and do try to be nice to them, A99.
My queen, I am always nice. I am kind of hurt that you would say that to me.
You know exactly what I mean, A99. You are always nice to me because you are incredibly loyal to me. But do not think for one second that I don't know or see how you act to the others. You are perfected the art of being fake nice to them.
It does not surprise me that you have noticed that, my queen. All right, my queen, you are really tying my hands behind my back here. But I will do as you requested, my queen.
This is probably the reason why you are my best soldier. Even when you are serving me, you think differently than your brothers and sisters. You think outside of the cube. If you were serving a different queen, I would be worried. Even I would not want to come across you on a battlefield.
You flatter me with your kind words, my queen. But I will try to put this as gently as I can. Human, the reason you cannot be a soldier is because you were not born into it. I was born into it. All of my family have been born to serve a queen.
Exactly. But it may bring comfort to you that perhaps your great-great-grandchildren might have a shot at being a soldier.
And if that happens, I promise I will train them myself personally. You have my word.
See? You can be nice. I knew you could. How old are we? A99, do you know?
I do not know if they mean in their human years or ours. In our years, I believe that we would be late teens. As for human years, I believe around 200-ish, I think. Again, my queen, that would be a question for the scientists, not I.
My. They are certainly full of questions. One question at a time, please. Where do we come from? I am pretty sure that I've already answered this question already. I am 4418B, queen of this hive of the Benovan Empire. Do I have a name? A99, what is this name thing that they speak of?
My queen, my name is A99. I call you my queen because that's all I've known you as. Huh? What do you mean that's not a name, human? Names don't have numbers? Oh, then what is your name, human? That's your name? That's a strange name. Where are your numbers? Why do we have numbers? My name is A99 because I have 98 other siblings. What does the A stand for? Well, that's easy. That was the month I was born in.
And my name is 4418B because that is how many of my family members have been a queen throughout our history. Who is older? Human, what do you mean by who is older? Oh, do you mean between the both of us? I am older than Soldier A99 by a few years, I believe.
When I was born, I knew what my purpose was in life, and it was to serve and protect a queen. I trained hard and fought in front of many queens. Even though I was the best soldier, it did not necessarily mean that I would get to serve a queen. You see, the queen picks her soldiers with care, and if you are lucky enough to serve one, it is for life.
For example, if I got defeated in battle, A99 would be put to death with me, as she is my top soldier. She made a bond with me, and I with her. She could never serve another queen, even if she wanted to. Why did we bring this up? Oh, that is simple. Because as a worker bee of my empire, you will be making the same bond as Soldier A99. Granted, it's not as strong as hers, but it will bind you to me. But we can talk more once you wake up. It seems the scientists are here to pick you up for your transformation. I hope you survive this process. And if you do well, we will chat again. Until then, this is a goodbye for now. Good luck. You may now take them away, scientists. Soldier A99, I have some things to discuss with you. Come with me.
Of course, my queen. See you around, human. If you survive, I will come pick you up and show you your work environment. Until then, farewell.